A tribunal has ordered self-styled justice campaigner Scott Guthrie to repay a family thousands of dollars he charged them for supposedly voluntary work and then failed to deliver on his promises. The Northland family had a relative in jail and Mr. Guthrie claimed he could help. They believed his advocacy and advice was charitable and therefore free until he billed them close to $10,000. In desperation, the family paid, with one relative taking the money out of KiwiSaver. But they say they got nothing in return and Scott Guthrie demanded thousands more. In September, Checkpoint confronted Mr. Guthrie following our own investigation. Initially, he denied invoicing families for his services.
Well, that would have to be totally incorrect. You need to send me a copy of that because I would refute that absolutely.
It's come from your email address.
Lisa, the initial invoice was, yes, $10,000, and it was rejigged because...
So you did send them an invoice for $10,000 then?
I think we discussed it. Look,
no, Scott, this is really important. This is a vulnerable family. I have in front of me here an invoice, which is from you. It has your name, your address. It has your bank account, your cell phone contacts, and your email address on it. You billed this family for $10,000, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sorry. When I'm looking at my invoices now, you are correct.
Can you please clarify for me, Scott, whose bank account did this money go into? Was it your private bank account?
Correct.
Are you going to give this money back to this family?
If that's what they want, absolutely no.
They want the money back, Scott. Are you going to give it back to them?
I've got no issue with that, Lisa.
Since then, independent victim advocate Ruth Money stepped in to help the family and she took their case to the Disputes Tribunal and won. Mr. Guthrie's been ordered to pay the family back more than $8,500 before the end of the month. Now, Checkpoint tried to contact Mr. Guthrie today.
Afternoon.
Scott, it's Lisa Owen from RNZ.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Hey, Scott, just letting you know I'm recording this conversation. I am ringing because the Disputes Tribunal has ordered you to pay back that family $8,500, in excess of $8,500. Are you going to do that?
No comment.
So, Scott Guthrie didn't want to talk, but joining us now is independent victim advocate Ruth Money. Kia ora, Ruth. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the court found in this case?
Kia ora, Lisa. Essentially the court has found that Mr. Guthrie didn't act with any reasonable care or skill. He did seek payment for his, inverted commas, professional services, which, let's remember, Department of Corrections, he was on a specified visitor status, so he wasn't even allowed to be doing that, but he did it, even though he denied to you and Corrections initially that he was doing that. He did do it. The family felt very compelled and pressured to pay him. They did pay him. He actually made more mess than did any good at all, and so the tribunal has found, in terms of fair trading and consumer guarantees, that he has failed to deliver any professional services.
So what actually happens now? Because he made that undertaking when we spoke to him to pay the money. I assume they've got nothing back. But what happens now?
Yeah, well, we'll keep following this through. So there is a court order for him to pay it on the 22nd of August. Should that not happen, then we have enforcement action options open to us, and we won't stop, Scott. You owe this family money. You've ripped them off. You've ripped off many different families. There is a court order. You promised on live radio that you would pay them back, and you need to.
Did he show up at court?
No, of course he didn't. This is his MO, Lisa. He preys on vulnerable people, and the tribunal found that. It's kind of whack-a-mole, really. He goes from, well, initially actually two bankrupt businesses, unsuccessful businesses, a number of different trusts. He just keeps popping up and reinventing himself. It's very sad. These people are vulnerable people. They have people incarcerated. They have people that are liaising with Oranga Tamariki and that system, and Scott seems to show up at an opportune time. He speaks with big words, tries to bully them. He's very well practiced and proficient in his kind of fraudulent manipulation. And all of a sudden they've paid him money and they get nothing in return.
So this is the disputes tribunal ruling against him, but separate to that, Corrections conducted its own investigation because, as you pointed out, he had a special pass allowing him access to prisoners. What have you found out as a result of that investigation and what's happened?
Yeah, so he has been booted out of Corrections. He's been found to misuse his specified visitor status, which it seems like he even had difficulty filling out the application form to get it. But once he did correctly fill it out, he undertook, as per the terms of that status, that he would not seek payment. And that's what happens in this sector. You know, we are volunteers. These people are vulnerable. You don't prey on vulnerable people. Well, normal, nice people don't prey on vulnerable people, but sadly this man has a history of this. So Department of Corrections did a thorough investigation in October and have revoked his specified visitor status.
Appreciate your time this evening. That is Ruth Money, who's an independent victim advocate. And just updating you there, the court, that disputes tribunal, has ordered Scott Guthrie to pay back more than $8,500 to that family.